John chapter 8. John chapter 8. We'll read verses 28 through 32 together. We'll read this passage responsively. John chapter 8, verses 28 through 32. John chapter 8, verses 28 through 32. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him. As He spake these words, many believed on Him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Let's finish on verse 32 together. Ready? And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And let's pray. Father, thank you again for our church. Thank you for the wonderful atmosphere that we have here, the family spirit. Father, thank you most of all that the presence of the Holy Spirit is here. Father, please fill our preacher with your power. There's so many hundreds and hundreds of needs in this room today. We've got to have you. So many times our preachers remind us this is like a hospital where people come to get healed, and we're all in need of that healing today. Please fill him with your power. May we listen and change our lives, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
This morning I'm going to preach a sermon to you that I've entitled, I Want My Freedom. I Want My Freedom. We read a passage of Scripture found in John chapter 8. Verse number 32 says, And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, here the Bible says, And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let me explain something. Just knowing about the truth is not what will make you free. But it is knowing about the truth and then submitting to the truth that will make you free. Just the knowledge of the truth does not produce freedom. It is the knowledge of the truth and then you act upon that knowledge that will produce a thing called freedom. Now, the sermon this morning is primarily to those who have trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. By the time we get to the end of the sermon, those of you that have never trusted Christ will apply the truth to your life so that you too may have salvation available to you. And so you know, salvation is free. It is available to you and you can get it. We'll tell you how in just a little while. But even if you're not saved today, even if you're not a churchgoer, if you'll listen to me, you'll learn something about the subject of freedom. I call it, I Want My Freedom. Our first child, we named him Jeffrey Allen Owens II. As he began to grow, it became evident he would be like other boys. And it wasn't long until he had a tricycle. And he'd ride his tricycle around on our front porch and in our driveway. And then he transferred up from a tricycle to a bicycle. When he got that bicycle, we put training wheels on it. Now, there came a day when he was saying to me, Daddy, I want these training wheels off. I want the training wheels off. And that's a big day. That's a big day for him. That's a big day for me. It's roughest on mother, though, because without training wheels, there is the possibility of injury. And so, we took those training wheels off, and I don't know how many dads, I don't know how many moms here have experienced it, but boy, the kids get on the seat, and you grab a hold of the back of the seat or a hold of that back fender, and your child pedals and you run behind them, and you hope that they can pedal for a little while before they crash, burn, and die. But I can remember we're in the driveway and I'm hanging on to the seat and he's pedaling frantically, wanting to keep his balance. And you know something? After enough practice, enough band-aids, enough peroxide, we never put methylate on our kids because I hated methylate from the memories of childhood. Anytime your parents say, this isn't going to hurt a bit, you know you're in for it, you know. Mom's ready to blow and because it hurts so bad. But we fixed him up, and after a while, he learned to ride that bicycle. But we had a rule. Well, he just first started riding his bike. The rule was, stay on our driveway. You see, when you're just a little guy, you gotta stay in the driveway when you're riding your bike. Why? Because our driveway led into the road where there are cars. And cars smash little boys. And so it's best that little boys not ride where big cars are driving. So we had a rule, and it was, at that age, we felt like he needed to stay right there in the driveway, and he needed to ride his bike in the driveway. We didn't want him to get ran over. We didn't want him to get hurt. Now, we felt like he could have the freedom to ride anywhere in the driveway that he wanted to ride his bike. But he was not to go out into the street. Now, why? Because we didn't want him to get killed. We didn't want him to get hurt. You see, he's safest if he obeys and he stays in the driveway. That is what was right. Now, his freedom was truly in the driveway. He could ride very freely anywhere on our driveway. Now, if he breaks the rule and he gets hurt or he gets killed from riding on the street, he surely has not accomplished freedom, has he? You see, I said, son, you're free to ride anywhere in this driveway that you want to ride. And why? Because it was safest. It was a place for him to ride. Now, if that boy would have said, I want my freedom. I'm going to leave this driveway and I'm going out on the highway and I'm going to ride my bike. Now, would that really be freedom? A little boy riding a bicycle where the cars are driving. That's not freedom. That's stupidity. That's not wise. You see, if he breaks the rule and he gets hurt or killed from riding in the street, he has not truly accomplished what we might call freedom. And on top of that, if he breaks the rule, we're also going to have to discipline or punish him. Why? Because we love him and we want him safe. We told him that here's where freedom is. You stay where you're free to ride your bike. Don't go beyond the limit of the freedom we give you. That's dangerous. That will hurt you. We love you. Stay on the driveway. Did you know something? It would be better for him that I punish him for breaking the rule of leaving the driveway than for him to go out and get hit by a car. See, if Jeff got out of the driveway with his bike now, the training wheels are gone, and he gets out of the driveway, and Mama catches him, and she says, park that bike, and you get in the house, and she punishes him. You say, oh, what are you doing? Taking his freedom. Oh, no. We're trying to keep him safe in the driveway, and for us to punish him when he steps outside the free area, that's an expression of love. That's an expression of love. You see, if he goes out and gets hit by a car, or he gets crippled by leaving the driveway, that's not freedom. We've not done him a favor. That's why we correct him when he goes beyond the limits of safe freedom. Let me tell you something. Do you know heaven is a perfectly free place? Heaven is perfect freedom. Well, just so you know, heaven has rules. And that heaven's rules are perfectly followed. They are perfectly followed. Freedom, you see, is accomplished by obeying rules, not by disobeying rules. Let me say it again. Freedom is accomplished by obeying rules, not by disobeying rules. Jeff stayed in the driveway where he was free and safe. If he went outside the driveway trying to accomplish what some of you call, well, now that's really freedom. Getting hit by a car or endangering your life, that's not real freedom. That's not real freedom at all. Did you know the only real way for a Christian to have freedom is to obey the rules of God? Did you know
you can do anything you want inside the rules of God. So I want to get outside the rules of God. That's not freedom out there. That's danger out there. Listen to me. Listen very carefully. Satan's goal is to confuse or to trick you about the concept of freedom. Satan's goal is to trick you about what freedom really is. God says, keep the rules and you can accomplish freedom. That's what God says. God said, you keep rules, then you'll have freedom. Satan says, God is trying to take your freedom away from you. Satan says, you're going to have to break God's rules to really have freedom. Now listen again. God says, real freedom is accomplished by keeping His rules. Satan says, God is trying to steal freedom from you, and the only way to get freedom is to break God's rules. Just so I could remind you, Satan is a liar. Satan is a liar. Now, we have this concept of what freedom is. Hey, real freedom includes safety. Real freedom includes certain positives. The devil, though, he is a liar. He has virtually tainted and messed with freedom to the point where we think if there are rules, there's no freedom. And that's not true. That is not true at all. Look, America has some rules. And if we don't keep certain rules, we're going to lose our freedom. America's got this idea that, well, if there's freedom, there'll be no rules. No, if there are no rules, there'll be no freedom. We've got to have some rules. Rules are what keep us free. And we in America, we think, well, we're supposed to have freedom. Not freedom to the point that we have no rules, so we lose our freedom. Oh, no, not at all. Stay with me now. I want to give you some logic concerning the idea or the sermon title, I Want My Freedom. Number one, there will always be rules. There will always be rules. Psalm 119 verse 89 says, forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. Now let me explain. God's word is to be man's rule book. God's word is to be man's rule book. Now, we get this idea somehow. Well, if we leave the church, then there won't be any rules. We'll get away from rules. You need to understand something. The thing of God's rule book, it's already established. And the Bible says these rules are going to be around forever. And it really doesn't matter if you walk away from the church or not. God's rules are still there. God's rules are going to be there whether you come to church or you skip church. God's rules are going to be there. So I'm never coming back to church again. That doesn't change God's rules. Not at all. You say, I want freedom. Listen to me, folks. You're never going to get away from rules. There's no place that you can go where there are no rules. You go to hell, there are rules there. You go to heaven, there are rules there. There are guidelines. There will always be rules. And the Bible says, forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. There will always be rules. Always be rules. And if you don't like rules, get used to it, bud. There will always be rules. That's all there is to it. Let me give you an example. You say, I want the freedom to pick my own friends. I want that freedom. If I could get away from this church, I could pick my friends my way. I don't want the guidelines that the church teaches about picking friends. Now let me tell you something. Getting away from church will not change God's rules. Getting away from God does not change God's rules. God has rules or guidelines that you should follow in regard to picking your friends. And you need to follow those guidelines. You say, well, I'll break free of God's rules, and I'll pick my friends the way I want to pick my friends. Then you know what you're going to end up doing? You're not going to get free. You're going to get trapped. You're about to lose your freedom. You say, I'm going to get away from these rules. You're about to step into captivity. Keeping God's rules is what will give you freedom, not breaking God's rules. You choose the wrong friends, and then their influence will destroy your life. You say, Brother Owens, what makes you so sure that me picking my own friends will destroy my life? Because this, God's rule is, if you don't pick your friends according to His guidelines, they'll destroy your life. That's God's rule. The Bible clearly teaches, if you pick the wrong friends, they will destroy your life. That's the rule. You say, I don't believe it. Go try it. You'll believe it someday. That's all there is to it. So I'm going to run from the rules that you teach. I'm going to run from what the Bible says about picking friends. I want my freedom. What you're going to do is run right away from freedom. You're going to run right into captivity. You say, well, I don't believe the rule. Did you know something? You're not believing the rule does not change the rule. You say, why? The rule is already settled. The Bible says God settled the rule in heaven. God said, your disbelief does not change God's rules. Your absence in church does not change God's rules. You're getting away from the rule, it's just going to get you in trouble. Accept it. There will always be rules. Just always. Disobeying the rules will not give you freedom. Kings say, maybe a young person as they're growing up, they get in their teenage years and they say, well, I want to leave home to escape these rules because I want my freedom. Young people, there are rules everywhere you go. Say, if I could get out of the house, if I didn't have this mom and dad, I wouldn't have these rules. You're still going to have rules. You can go nowhere where there are not rules. The rules are everywhere. You've got to follow the rules. You say, Brother Owens, I don't want to go to Martinsburg Christian Academy because of the rules. You're going to have rules wherever you go to school. You're going to have rules. There's no school on the face of the earth that lets you do anything you want. There are rules. You got to learn to follow rules. You got to stop thinking that if I can get away from these rules, I'll have freedom. I'm sorry. That's a misconception and a lie of the devil. The devil comes to you and says, get away from the rules. You'll have freedom. No, you won't. You're not going to have freedom when you get away from the rules. Matter of fact, you're going to have less freedom when you get away from the rules. Someone says, this marriage, I feel trapped, and the rules of this marriage, I feel trapped. So what do you think? You think you can run from your marriage and go get married to someone else and there are not going to be any rules when you're married to them? Most of our problems are not with the particular rule, it is just with obeying the rule. First of all, there will always be rules. So I'll leave this job. I don't like their rules. I don't know of anybody that you can work for that doesn't have rules. They get on me about being late to work. Well, I've not found any places that'll let you come in late to work all the time and pat you on the head and rub your belly for it. They want me to work hard. Oh, pray tell, why would anyone want you to work hard? Maybe you can find a boss that won't make you work hard. But I don't know of any out there that would really accept that. We want to run from the rules because we think, these rules, if I can get away from the rules, I'll have freedom. Getting away from rules will destroy your freedom. It will not give you freedom. And there will always be rules. Number two, disobeying the rules blinds us. When we disobey the rules, it blinds us. And it blinds us from seeing that it is obeying the rules that gives us freedom. Let me say it again. Disobeying the rules blinds us. And once we're blind, we don't see the fact that it was obeying the rules that helped us to truly accomplish the thing called freedom. Let me give you a verse. The Bible says in Proverbs 5:22, his own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sin. The Bible's saying here, your sin kind of ties you down and it keeps you from accomplishing what you ought to accomplish. Here's what happens. When we disobey, somehow the devil says, you know what? I got them to disobey. I am going to blind them about this subject of freedom. And remember, the devil's goal is to blind you about what real freedom is. Freedom is not breaking the rules. Freedom is keeping the rules. It is safest to ride the bike in the driveway. Maybe outside the driveway, that is not real freedom. That's danger. That's hurtful. But the devil comes along and says to a 3-year-old, go ride your bike in the highway. Go ride your bike in the highway. You'll ride your bike in the highway. Did the devil have that child's best interest in mind? No. Mom and Dad said, true freedom is riding the bike on the driveway. Stay there. You can ride anywhere you want on the driveway. You'll be safe because I love you. We as the children of God sometimes don't realize when God says, hey, in your Christian life, you stay in this realm right here. Don't go beyond that. And you say, I don't want anybody telling me what to do. I'm going to step outside those boundaries. I want my freedom. And God says, freedom is inside those boundaries. If you step out, you're going to get smashed by the semi-truck of the devil. You better listen to me. And the devil's out there saying, don't you let God convince you. Don't you let God do that to you. He's trying to take freedom away from you. The devil always has been and always will be a liar. He always has been. He always will be. You see, when we disobey, we virtually put blinders on ourselves. It's almost like when we disobey, we put a sack over our head. And we can't see the truth about our own disobedience. Brother Bush, won't you help me with something? We're going to put a bag over your head. God knows it's going to be improvement all the way around. Put that bag over your head, if you will. That's it. Brother Bush, can you see?
No, sir.
All right. Good. Now, here's what happens. When we disobey, the devil, he immediately wants us to believe that that disobedience is going to produce freedom. That's what he wants. We want to launch out. I want this. I want that. God says, you better do what I tell you. And if you will, you'll be happy. You'll be successful. And so I say to you, get rid of your old friends. And you say, well, I don't see anything wrong with those friends. I hear that all the time. I don't see anything wrong with those friends. You're disobeying. You're running with a crowd you should not run with. You're spending time with people you should not run with. And if I said to you, you need to get rid of those friends, you say, I don't see what's wrong with those friends. What's happening? Your disobedience is blinding you to the danger. Your desire for what you think is freedom has you blind to the danger in the highway of the car that could crush you. I say, now, Brother Bush, can you see?
No, sir.
All right, he's blind. Why? Because disobedience blinds us. I say, get rid of that bad music in your life. And you say, well, I don't see what's wrong with it. Say, why? Your disobedience is the devil put a bag over your head, and you can't, you think, well, I'm free. Can I tell you something? He's not real free inside that bag. He's blind inside that bag. He's not seeing what he ought to see, because disobedience blinds us. The more disobedient you are to God, the more blinded you are to the things that God would have you to do. I say, get rid of the bad music. You say, I don't see what's wrong with it. I say, turn some of that wicked stuff off of the television. You say, I don't see what's wrong with it. You see, I say, get rid of some of that immodest dress. You say, I don't see what's wrong with it. When you disobey the rules, you are blinded by the devil. You have a sack over your head. Do you know the people? You know the people that disagree with me most about the things preached from this pulpit are the ones that are disobeying those things the most. They say, I don't see why he said that. It's funny how 999 other people say, I see why he said that. And you say, I don't see why he said that. The 999 are obeying the law, so they're eyes are wide open to the law. You're disobeying the law. You therefore can't see why that was preached upon, because you got a bag over your head and the bag was produced by disobedience. So I want my freedom. That's not freedom right there. That's not freedom. Not freedom at all. Satan leads us to believe that when we disobey the rules, we are free because we made our own choice. I'm my own man. I'll do what I want. I'll do it my way. That is not freedom. Freedom is to find out what God wants and do what God wants, and you can run free in the will of God. You can do anything that this Bible tells you you should, and freedom is not breaking the rules of the Bible. It's keeping the rules of the Bible. So Satan leads us to believe that when we disobey the rules, we're free. He then leads us to believe that our sin is okay. We can't see what's wrong with it. Now, we are not only blind, but we're virtually handcuffed. I'll show you something.
Brother Bush, if you'll put your left arm out here. I'm putting a handcuff on him. Now, he is now handcuffed. But Brother Bush, let me ask you a question. Can you see the handcuff?
No, sir.
There are all sorts of people in here. You are handcuffed to sin, but you don't see it. You're disobeying God, thinking that's freedom. The devil comes and blinds you to the fact that he says, now, you're free. Run wild. Do what you want. You're blind. You are handcuffed to wrong friends, wrong boyfriends, wrong girlfriends. You're handcuffed to some things, but because you're disobeying the Word of God, you blinded yourself and you don't even realize you're handcuffed. You don't even see it. You know, the issue of this sermon, I'm going to talk about smoking for a second. I'm not here to preach about smoking. That's not my goal. My goal is that just happens to be the illustration I'm using. Most people that smoke say, oh, I'm doing all right. I can quit anytime I want. I hear that all the time. Every time they try to quit, they fail. They are captive to tobacco, but they say they're free and enjoying it. Their captivity is going to kill them. Trapped. Well, I'm free. I'll do what I want. Okay. You're not as free as what you think. They say the toughest part about helping an alcoholic is getting them to realize they're an alcoholic. They don't want to admit to it. Hey, they don't think they're hooked. They don't see the handcuff. What sin is in your life right now? You think you're experiencing freedom, and the truth is, you're handcuffed. You're handcuffed. There are people that think they're free, and you're not. I'm practicing free sex. You're an idiot. You're blind. If you're having a physical relationship with somebody outside of marriage, you're not. It's not what you think. You say, we're just freely doing what we want. That's wrong. That's sin. Listen, when you end up with some sexually communicated disease, you're in trouble. That's not freedom. AIDS is not freedom. Gonorrhea is not freedom. Syphilis is not freedom. Pregnancy outside of wedlock is not freedom, my friend. That's captivity. Young people, you say, but Lord, how about freedom to enjoy the physical relationship with a man or with a woman? Okay, just stay clean and pure until the day that you get married, and then you will have all the freedom you want for the rest of your life with your mate. Oh, I'm free. I'm enjoying it. We're living it up in the physical aspect of life. No, no, you're blind and you're a captive. You're controlled. When we disobey the rules, we may think we're free, but we're not. We're really prisoners. And the devil has blinded us and handcuffed us. We're in trouble. Now, I'll tell you what, Brother Bush. I'm going to let that fall right there. Can you breathe in there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I feel bad for you because you're breathing your own breath, and all the rest of us, we've been dealing with that for a long time. Now get this. Disobedience blinds and makes you captive. Some of you are just stuck there. Well, I don't see what's wrong with this. Oh, I don't see what's wrong with that. You say, well, Brother Lawrence, what can I do? Obey. Obey. By faith. Just obey what the Bible says. Do what the Bible teaches. Once you stop disobeying, then your captivity is loosed. And once you stop disobeying, you're no longer blinded. You take, for instance, bad music. Brother Bush, you can have a seat there. You take, for instance, bad music. I say, give it up. Well, I don't see anything wrong with it. Okay? Most of you, until you do it by faith, won't do it. You'll stay blind and captive to it. When you finally obey it because God said, the handcuff comes off, the bag comes off, and you say, why didn't I see that all along? Think about it. Everybody here that ever listened to the wrong music,
You listened to the bad music. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. You couldn't see it. You couldn't figure it out. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? And finally someone said, you just need to shut up and obey and just get rid of it. So you shut up and obey. The minute you obey, the handcuff comes off, the bag comes off your head, and you say, why didn't I see that all along? Now many of you look back and say, I can't believe I did not see that. What in the world was wrong with me? The devil has your perception. The devil has your concept of freedom all screwed up. Freedom is obeying the word of God by faith. It will release you, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You are captive due to a lack of obedience. Just boils down to trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but trust and obey. There are Christians walking around this church. Brother Bush, will you put this back on? You look so much better that way. And I'm not going to clamp this, but I am going to put it around your wrist a little bit. There are Christians walking around this church. You're blind and captive. You're blind and captive. And when I preach on freedom, it almost irritates you. Thank you, Brother Bush. That's you. I want my freedom. That's not freedom. Obedience is freedom. Disobedience is captivity. Disobedience is blinding. For instance, there are people in here who would say, I do not see how the sodomites can live like that. Are you a man? Are you a man, and inside you do you say, I don't see how one man could kiss another man? Now you men, if you're not going ooh right now, let me get a little more graphic. You say it's natural. I ain't never seen two bulls chasing each other around in a field. Two men. Hold hands, kissing, hugging. Can I tell you why that is so obvious to you? Because you are obeying the law of God concerning sodomy. And when you obey the law, you see clearly. Disobedience mars your spiritual vision. You ladies, when you hear about a lesbian, something about you says, the reason why it is very clear to you is because you are obeying God's law of morality. And when you obey, you see clearly. When you obey, you're not handcuffed to the sin. You're not blinded by the devil's concept of freedom. And the sodomites say, we're free. They're not free. They are locked down and blinded. But they think they're free. Freedom is not produced by disobedience. Freedom is produced by obedience. There will always be rules. And you do not get freedom by breaking rules. You get freedom by obeying rules. Let's see here. It's true about any rules, any of God's rules. Let me give you a for instance. And the issue is not money or tithing. The issue is an example. There are people that say, I do not understand how I would do better financially if I tithed. I just don't see that. And then, you by faith, step out and obey. The bag comes off your head. The handcuffs come off of your mind. And you say, it works. Any of you go through that process? I did. Now, I've been to college lots and lots of times, and I was so dumb, couldn't get out of there. It took me 3 or 4 shots to get through college. But logically, anybody here a mathematician? Logically, living off of 90% of your income does not make sense. The only problem is, logically, it's not what we're looking for. Biblically is what we're looking for. Man's logic is not adequate to stand up against the Bible. The Bible said, you do this and it will turn out this way. And we say, I don't see that. Then you obey and you start doing it, and then suddenly the handcuffs come off, the bag comes off your head, and you go, wow. Wow. I now see it. Don't let the devil blind you and convince you that by breaking the rules, you're exercising your freedom. You're exercising captivity. You're captive, not free. The devil loves that. The devil feels like, look at all these suckers. I got them running wild. They're doing drugs. They're whore-hopping. They're getting high. They're doing all this stuff. I've got them convinced. That's freedom. I seen a guy the other day. I'm not sure there was any normal flesh-colored skin on his body. Everything was tattooed. He had so many piercings, it looked like some wacko got loose with a pop rivet gun. This guy clanked when he walked and when he talked. His hair, he was half man, half woman, transvestite look. I'm looking at this guy and I'm thinking, he's expressing his freedom. Evidently, his mama bought his britches too big because you could see his underdrawers in the back, and I think he wanted you to because there's about 4 inches of them showing back there. His shirt was tore up and he bought it that way. And if you ask him what he was doing, he's saying, I'm free, baby. Ain't nothing control me. He's not free. That's not freedom. He is in such captivity to the lie of the devil, it's pathetic. Don't let the devil blind you and convince you that breaking the rules bring freedom. That's not so. Let me say this, number three. Real freedom comes when you obey the rules. The Bible says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's not just a knowledge of, but it's an obedience to. Boy, I worked at a machine shop while I was working my way through Bible college, and even before Bible college, I worked at 2 or 3 different machine shops. I ran lathes. I ran mills. I was a supervisor. I was a tool and die maker. I did it for many years. I supervised. You know, but when I first got there were a lot of rules. I mean, they told me what time you had to come in, what time you could take lunch, what time your coffee break was, what I could do with this machine, that machine, how I was to handle this, that, the other. Rule. You know what I did? I followed them. I followed them. I found out a bunch of men in the shop wouldn't follow them. They didn't like them. They rebelled against them. I tried to follow them to the letter of the law. I mean, to the T. I even followed rules I didn't understand. You say, why? It's what the boss said. Boss said, this is what I want. When I walked in, I became the boss's possession, and I just did what he told me to do because those were the rules. Others, men in the shop, would give me a hard time. They'd say, you're miserable, aren't you, keeping all these rules? You're miserable. You know what they were thinking? They thought they were free. The men that were breaking the rules inside the shop, they thought they were free. They thought I was captive. They thought, man, your life must be miserable obeying the rules. And if the boss says be in at 8, you're in early enough to make sure you're in at 8 and you can't go home until 4 and you obey and you break off your lunch break on time so you're back to work like you ought to and you fill out this form and you turn this in and you do that. They thought, man, you are being strangled. No, I could swallow just fine. I had no problem. Do you know what happened? I just obeyed the rules, and obeyed the rules, and obeyed the rules, and obeyed the rules, and obeyed the rules. And some said, well, I would never want to be like that. That's why they're sitting here today. You're saying, oh, I wouldn't want to be like that. Oh, the devil's lied to you. The devil has lied to you. Keeping those rules, hey, that was not strangling the freedom out of me. Here's what happened. My boss was a multimillionaire. He began looking around the shop, watching the behavior of everyone. He came to me one day and he said, you know what, Jeff? He said, you can work all the hours you want. Had another guy come to me and say, what is it? Does he not trust us? You get all the hours you want? And I thought, right. He doesn't trust you. You don't keep the rules. When he's gone, you don't work hard. One day I went in and my paycheck was wrong. And I went in and I said to the boss, I said, I want you to know there's a problem with my paycheck. He said, oh, I'm so sorry. How much did I short you? I said, you didn't short me. You overpaid me. He said, excuse me? I said, you overpaid me.
Good.
He scratched his head like he'd never heard such. I said, you overpaid me. He said, keep it. Keep it. Wasn't too many months later, I got a card from him. In the card, there was a $100 bill. Said, I want you to know, your honesty pays off. But wait a minute. The guys at work who came in late, left early, snuck behind the boss's back, you know, experiencing freedom. Me, captive, work all the hours I want. Get paid for hours I don't work. Get $100 bonuses. Stupid idiot me. Here I am. I'm just locked down, having no fun at all.
Well,
he called me in once and the boss said, Jeff, I'm going to give you a raise. And I said, his name was Stuart. I said, Stuart, I'll be honest. I thank you for the raise. But I make enough. I'm satisfied. He said, what? Where'd you come from? I said, well, I agreed to go to work for you for this amount. I said, I want you to know I wouldn't demand a raise out of you. He said, I'll give you more then.
Good.
I know. We're keeping the rules and being honest and working hard. It never pays, does it? No, let's launch out. Let's rebel against rules. Let's experience freedom. You pick which you consider freedom. What really is freedom? Freedom is inside the rules. Freedom is inside honesty. Freedom is inside morality. Freedom is doing right. Doing right helps you to sleep at night. Doing it right makes it so you can look at anyone and say, I've not hurt you. I've not tried to hurt you. I'm an honest, decent individual, and I can live with me. I'm free. Backstabbers aren't free. They're not free. Two-faced people are not free. Rule breakers are not free. They are not. They are not. They are not. Greedy people are not free. People that practice revenge, they're not free. Freedom is doing what God said. Woo! That's free. If I go down there, the church, I'm going to take away all my freedom. Devil lied to you. Devil lied to you. Devil's convinced you that freedom is a bag over your head and handcuffs on your life. Boy. When I left work, went into the ministry, the man came to me that ran the company and said, if you won't leave here, I'll give you the money to start a church here in my town. And you just keep working for me as a personnel manager. And I'll just give you the money and I'll support your church and I'll make sure you have all the money you need to start a church. You got to understand something. I'm a Baptist preacher. Paul, we don't get offers like that every day, do we? Temptation was upon me. And I became the supervisor and overseeing all the men that were free. You take on a church staff. Show me someone that keeps the rules and they do right. Well, you just give them all the space they need to run. Ones that don't obey the rules, don't follow the instructions, you got to keep him up a little closer. Why? Because you hate him? No, you love him. You don't want him to hurt yourself or hurt the work. Children? Teenagers? Oh, my mom, let me run wild! Me and my friends want to go do what they want. We want freedom. Stay within the rules that mom and dad gave you. There's plenty of freedom in there. Say, well, why is my mom always pulling me up close and putting all these rules on me? Prove to mom and dad you'll keep the rules. You won't have that problem. You tease good Christians that keep the rules. Rules. Look how captive they are. No, they're free. You're the ones that's captive. You just got a bag over your head and handcuffs on your life. And until you obey God, you will not open your eyes to the freedom that is produced through obedience. Number four, the rules are rules of love. The rule was to keep my son Jeffrey safe while he was riding his bike. My rule of him not riding his bicycle out on the highway was not a rule to hurt him. And God's rules are there to keep you safe. Why? God loves you. I love my son. I wanted him to be safe. Some of you get the idea, oh, what's God got against me? Somebody has tampered with your perception. All the holiness taught in the Bible is because God loves you. He's not trying to do something to you. He's trying to do something for you. He's trying to protect you. Freedom is not in breaking rules. Freedom is in keeping rules. And God is merely saying, I love you so much, I'm going to give you some rules, and the rules are going to keep you safe, and eliminate a lot of heartache and pain from your life. And the devil comes along and says, the devil, hey, God's a liar. Break loose. Don't let him make you captive. And the minute you disobey, he puts a bag over your head, he clamps a handcuffs on you, and you say, see, I don't see anything wrong with this. I don't see anything wrong with that. If you just obey, you'd be safer. And it is because God loves you, he gives you those rules. The rules are not to keep us from good things, but the rules are to keep us from bad things. It's not, some of you think, well, I'll tell you what, I know what Brother Owens here, our youth pastor, and Brother Bush, the principal, and these Sunday school teachers, some of you young people, you think that we all get together and we think up everything fun and we make it against the rules for the teenagers at the church. Because we're out to take all your fun away. Do you know what we do? We all get together and we say, we love them so much, we've got to keep them from being hurt. What rules will express our love so they don't go hurt themselves? And you say, well, I don't see what's wrong with that. Right. But we do. We've seen many a young person destroyed. And we just put a fence up to say, don't go over there. That's where your life gets destroyed. Sure. We're trying to protect your freedom. Yeah. Not to steal it from you. Rules add to freedom, not take away from it.
Right.
You know, well, I got a million one things on my mind. The only way to have freedom is to obey the rules. Stay inside the fence of the rule. You say, but oh, there's a fence around here. Right. But what's on the outside is destruction. Why? Well, I want my freedom. You can have all the freedom you want inside that fence. Inside the fence is freedom. It's good. It's safe. But the devil, he's on that picket fence saying, God's a liar, God's a liar, God's a liar. Come on out here where you're free. Come on out here, do your thing. That's where everybody goes to get their life destroyed. We had some members of our church, and if they're here this morning, I don't want to upset you, but they had a puppy. They loved that puppy very much. That puppy was placed in the backyard of their home, and that puppy, they had a fence around their house. Well, you'd go to that house, and that puppy would just go bonkers, go crazy. Barking, 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 barking. And that puppy would come over to the gate, and if you tried to go through the gate into the backyard, that puppy, he always had his nose right up between the gate and the post, and he was trying to wiggle out because he wanted to run out of that gate. Now, the best place for that puppy was inside that gate. They had a gravel road that ran right along their house. They told me this. They said, Brother Owens, that puppy, boy, the minute somebody had arrived, that puppy would run to that gate and try to get out of that gate and just wait for him to open that gate. Said one day somebody opened the gate, the puppy ran out of the gate, took off running, ran right out into the gravel road, got hit that day, and was killed. That's exactly how some of you are as Christians. God's law is an expression of God's love. He builds a fence around you and says, stay inside that fence. And some of you are just like that puppy. You're running up and down that fence saying, I want to get out of here. I want to get out of here. I want to get out of the Christian school. I want to get out of this kind of a church. I want to get out of these rules. I don't want to follow these rules. Let me out. Come on, get me out of here. I want out of here. Oh, I need out of here. Oh, if I could jump over this fence. Oh, if my mom and dad leave the fence open. Oh, let me out. When I get big enough, I'll jump over this fence. And the minute the gate opens, you shoot out. Your mom turns her back. Your dad turns her back. You get out of the Christian school for the summer. You get away from the church, and you shoot out into the road of life, and bang! You got your freedom. You got it. Now what shape is your marriage in? One woman for a lifetime? I want my freedom. I want another man. I don't like the one I have. I'm going to blame your wife if she's in there. How's that, Brother Daniel? Okay, don't forget $5 after the church service. I want my freedom. I'm sorry. You can run up and a lot of you spend all your time on that fence row. Always right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. One out. Oh, I'm miserable. Like that dog. You hurt yourself. When God even punishes us for breaking the rule, He's punishing us in love. See, I feel like God's spanking me. Nobody here knows whether God is spanking another. That'll be between them and God. So don't go around judging everybody for that. But you got your hands full taking care of yourself. Let me tell you something. You say, I feel like God is punishing me for my disobedience. Just so you know, if He is, it's because He loves you. If Jeff would have rode his bicycle out of the driveway, Mom and I, we would have punished. We would have spanked him. Not because we hated him. It's because we loved him. We're trying to keep him safe. Let me say one thing and I'm done. Salvation is a little bit the same way. Let me explain. The Bible says in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The rule about going to heaven is this. You can't save yourself. There's no good deed that you can do. You can't get baptized to get to heaven. You can't pay money to get to heaven. You can't do good deeds to get to heaven. You must merely turn to Jesus Christ, who is the truth. You realize you're a sinner, that sinners go to hell, and that Jesus died for sinners. And you ask Him in prayer to come into your heart and be your Savior, forgive you of your sins. At that moment, you get saved. There's no other way for you to get saved. You either get saved by His rule of salvation, or you don't get saved. If you don't, you say, well, I want the freedom to do it my way, then you will die and go to hell. That's not freedom. You get saved the way He said you get saved, by following the rule. You get heaven, and you have all the freedom you'd ever want. Freedom is obeying the rule of salvation. You'll go to hell if you try to do it your way, any denomination's way, any preacher's way. You do it God's way and only God's way, and you can go to heaven any other way. You lose all your freedom and you go to hell, where you'll be captive with a bag over your head because it's dark there. You'll feel like you are shackled in hell for the rest of your life. And then most people in hell are bitter with God and say, why did you do this to me? Blind. Get saved, and you'll have true freedom. The verse is, and ye shall know the head bowed, every eye closed.